Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Thursday, December 2nd.
I know COVID-19 has been very divisive in this country. It's become a political issue, which is a sad, sad commentary. It shouldn't be, but it has been.
Winter is coming, coronavirus cases in the U.S. are on the rise, and this Omicron variant is still a potential challenge. Today, Joe Biden addressed the country to show that he's on top of it. We've said it many times before on this podcast, and we'll say it again and again because it is the mantra inside the Biden White House, which is the understanding that Joe Biden's fate politically is almost entirely tied to successfully beating back coronavirus. And now, as Republicans hammer away at the president on a daily basis, reminding that he said he would shut down the virus and he hasn't yet, Biden wants to make sure that questions about his management of the COVID crisis in this country are not left unanswered. And so, Joe Biden went before the country today by heading up to the National Institutes of Health and delivering a speech on his plan for the weeks and months ahead in this battle against COVID.
This new variant is cause for concern, but not panic. We knew there'd be cases of Omicron here in the United States, and it's here. But we have the best tools, the best vaccines in the world, and the best medicine, and the best scientists in the world. We're going to fight this variant with science and speed, not chaos and confusion.
The president noted in his remarks that at the time he delivered them, there were now two confirmed cases of the Omicron variant inside the United States, and obviously that number is assuredly going to grow. Biden put forth this 9-point plan of everything his administration is doing to stay on top of the virus at this moment. But he also acknowledged the political reality we live in America, which is that this virus has been so deeply politicized that it has just become part of the tribal politics of America, that it's not just about public health, but people's response to Biden's actions, to vaccinations, are through a political lens, which is obviously a complication for a public health crisis.
This is a moment we can put the divisives behind us, I hope. This is a moment we can do what we haven't been able to do enough of through this whole pandemic, get the nation to come together and to think of it in terms of literally a patriotic responsibility rather than somehow you're denying people their basic rights.
It was also quite interesting to hear what Joe Biden didn't say today. You didn't hear the president that you heard 5 months ago or 6 months ago suggest that we are nearing the turn, we are turning the corner, we are almost ready to declare independence from this virus. This was a president very aware that he and his White House did not properly set expectations at the beginning of last summer for the country of where we were headed. And then the Delta variant surged and everything changed. And so what you now have is a president who's trying to learn from that, not set expectations, but instead lean into the fact of all the things he's doing to try and combat this virus, to show that he's on top of it, that he has his arms wrapped around it. Biden and his team knows that even with his low polling numbers, the issue of coronavirus and dealing with it and handling it is still one of his best issues of all the issues tested. So he's leaning into that.
Since day one of my administration, we've been doing everything we can to beat this virus. And that's what we have to keep doing. And that's how, even with a pandemic, we've generated record job creation. We're on the track to the fastest economic growth in four decades. We move forward in the face of COVID-19 and the Delta variant. And we'll move forward in the face of Omicron variant as well.
First and foremost, this was a speech that was a bit of a marketing campaign to get boosted if you're fully vaccinated. Some 100 million eligible Americans have not yet received their booster shot. Joe Biden was on a mission today to try and bring that number down. Of course, he also urged those Americans not yet fully vaccinated with their initial doses to do so. Biden and his COVID team continue to hope that an Omicron-specific booster shot won't be needed, that the vaccines already in existence will provide enough protection against this latest variant, but he did say that he and his team are working with pharmaceutical companies to develop a variant-specific vaccine just in case it is required. Biden also acknowledged today that the travel ban he put in place just beginning on Monday of this week due to the spread of the Omicron variant is just a measure to try and buy some time. And the president made clear that there are going to be new protocols in place for testing for all incoming international travelers to the United States, including U.S. citizens.
All inbound international travelers must test within one day of departure, regardless of their vaccination status or nationality. This tighter testing timetable provides an added degree of protection as scientists continue to study the Omicron variant.
And if you're planning on flying or using public transportation, you will be doing so in a mask at least through mid-March. The Biden administration has extended the mask mandate. But as you heard at the top of the podcast, Biden's real regret that politics has taken over here in terms of COVID management was very much on display. And there was a brand new Kaiser Family Foundation poll out today that I think sort of underscores exactly where we are and what you see up on Capitol Hill with this fight over government funding. 85% of Democrats, according to this survey, are fully vaccinated. 55% of Republicans are fully vaccinated. That 30-point spread shows you how much our politics is defining how we are combating a public health crisis. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.